is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo. Welcome to the Mompreneur Model Show. And I'm just so glad that we are here. And you know that our shows are here breaking those myths week after week, show after show, that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to have today's guest here. Kelly Higney is the founder and president of the Bug Bite Thing. The Bug Bite Thing is a suction tool that extracts insect saliva and venom from bug bites and stings. By removing the irritant, your body stops producing reactions that cause the symptoms such as itching, stinging, and swelling. It works on various bites and stings from mosquitoes, bees, wasps, ants, and more. It's also great for removing splinters and thorns. The Bug Bite Thing is reusable, clinically proven, and kid-friendly. And it's also the number one bestseller on Amazon for insect bite relief. It is a very cool product. And Kelly, I am really happy to have you here on Word of Mom Radio sharing this great thing.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to get to share my story with your viewers and share Bug Bite Thing.
You know what? It's a great idea. So I really want you to take us the journey that led you to the inspiration and creating the Bug Bite Thing.
Absolutely. It goes back to my daughter. So, my daughter inspired me to start Bug Bite Thing. She was suffering terribly from mosquito bites. So when I say suffering, I mean literally she would get one bite and it would swell to a golf ball size welt and she would be miserable. Days of pain and itching and suffering. I just, thinking back now, I think about the summers with all the she would get cellulitis from scratching, her skin.
Aww.
And getting an infection from it. So I was trying everything. We tried over-the-counter creams. They would burn her skin. A lot of them were temporary. We tried home remedies, hot spoons. We would rub dryer sheets. Literally nothing worked. I think a lot of moms run into the same problem. I got frustrated and I started researching because I knew there had to be a better solution than having to rub, creams and chemicals all over my child every time they got a bite, just to give her some relief. And I came across a little known tool that actually uses suction to remove the irritant. And like you had mentioned earlier in when you were explaining the product, when you remove that irritant out of the body, your body stops producing the reaction, like the itching and swelling. So with this product, you could eliminate the problem at its source versus having to keep reapplying creams. So I tried it. I had my daughter try it, and I was floored, absolutely floored. Years and years of suffering, the pain, itching, everything was instantly gone within 30 seconds of using the tool. And I was just asking myself over and over, I'm like, why is this not available here? Why is this not here? All the moms need this. I started talking to friends and family and sharing it with them. And I'm like, you try it. Are you getting the same results? And they were. And I just knew that if people knew about the product, how it works and that it exists, they would try it. And it's become my mission to make that a reality.
So did you take something that was out there and modify it? How did you recreate it?
So Bug Bite Thing was invented. The suction tool was invented by a doctor over 30 years ago. It was never really brought to the consumer market. It was sold through some first aid, industrial first aid kits and things like that. So it's been in existence. It's a very difficult product to market. You're trying to educate the market of a new concept. Everything we know here in the U.S. is masking or applying or having temporary relief. Nothing's actually solving the problem at the source. So I just thought it was genius. And so we partnered up with the factory, and I branded it Bug Bite Thing, and we've launched it here 3 years ago, and the rest is history.
So what makes this so unique?
Yeah, so Bug Bite Thing, it's a game changer. For anybody that suffers from bug bites, it's a chemical-free solution. Again, you're eliminating the problem at its source versus masking it with creams and chemicals. The product's lightweight. It fits in your hand. It's compact, completely reusable. It doesn't expire, obviously, like certain, you know, other remedies and methods out there. And the product's under $10. You know, one of the big things for me was to make the price point available, you know, the price point good for all the moms, for anybody that wanted to try the product. I wanted to make sure it was readily available for them. So that's why we wanted to make sure the price point was, you know, affordable for everybody.
So where can people find it?
Sure. You can purchase the Bug Bite Thing right now online on our website, bugbitething.com. Again, it's under $10 with free shipping. You can also purchase it online on Amazon. And we're getting a lot of retail requests from customers, so we're constantly adding new retail stores. This spring, we're going to be in some bigger box stores like CVS Pharmacy, REI. We just added a store locator to the bottom of our website, and we're constantly updating that. So if anybody wants to look where they can physically find a local retail partner, you can do a zip code search on the bottom of our website. Site as well.
Wow, that is so cool. So now I have to ask, because you actually went on Shark Tank and pitched to the sharks this idea. So what was that like for you?
Nerve-wracking. Completely something like I've never been through in my entire life. I had a ton of anxieties. You know, there was a lot of unknowns. Everything was there was a lot of unknowns. We didn't know what to expect. There was a lot of excitement. Luckily for me, my mom's my business partner, and so we got to share this together. So it kind of made the entire experience a lot easier. We leaned on each other. We laughed and cried with each other. We're normal people. So getting an opportunity like this, it was huge for us. And, we just over-prepared. And I think we were able to successfully portray, you know, to the sharks that we really knew our product and our company. We had the growing demand and we really just needed an investment. And we were fortunate enough to portray that clear enough where they all made offers, and we ultimately partnered with Lori Grenier, who we felt just got the product and understood the demand. She also suffers from mosquito bites. So right off the bat, it was a good fit, since people that suffer from mosquito bites or know somebody that suffers just get it. It's one of those things. So very exciting, very fortunate, and thankful for that experience.
So what has it been like? So you took an investment from her. Is she working with you? What is that? How does that work? Kind of curious.
Yeah, so I can't elaborate a whole lot because we're still, working through a lot of the processes and our newly working relationships and ironing things out. But we have a lot of fun, exciting things planned for 2020. And we're really going to do our very best to make this product available everywhere.
So what kind of advice would you give other entrepreneurs and mompreneurs and people out there trying to get their product out en masse?
Yeah, I would say the best advice, I get asked that question a lot. I would say test the market and do your research. I truly believe you can't grow a business until you've established a customer base. We built a very loyal following from the beginning. I think a lot of my passion for the product itself shined through. So if you can portray that to your customers, I think the authenticity of that comes across and they really root for you. I mean, we have a lot of customers that know our story and a lot of bloggers that we, work with. And they're all supported because they saw the mission, what we're trying to accomplish here. You know, we took an existing product that was not known, and we're educating the world and making it a known product because it's that effective. And I think as women, you know, that it's a mission, you know, it's hard. You get there's a lot of intimidation in the industry. And I'm really proud of us. We've come a long way and fought an uphill battle, and we did it smart and really quick. And, you know, and don't be afraid to pivot, I would say. You know, we, with Bug Bite thing, we initially launched it, and I thought we needed to launch this product targeting male outdoorsmen. Although that is, you know, one of our big demographics and market, that's not what launched Bug Bite thing. I needed to take a step back and look bigger picture and realize, you know, the moms and the people that were in my exact situation, what drove me to make this product available, it was staring me in my face. And we went back to the drawing board after year one and really, you know, focused on moms. And ever since then, it's just been taking off, you know, by word of mouth.
It's amazing how that happens, isn't it?
It really is. It's interesting.
And it's important. It's important to really look at that because, you know, as business owners, as mompreneurs, and as event, you get married to a concept sometimes.
Right.
And
one
you really
thinking
do.
One-track thinking almost.
Yeah.
It's almost one-track thinking, and you have to be, as an entrepreneur, you have to be able to pivot and you have to be able to look at your company from the outside. And I think that's really, you know, really help the growth of Bug Bites.
Yeah, it's funny because I think of us with safety bags and, you know, our line of clear bags. I mean, I was 15 years too early to the marketplace to begin with when we initially came out and then closed the company, actually rebranded to Safety Bags and then relaunched. And then looking at the, you know, my mission is trying to keep guns and drugs out of school. Then I looked at the marketplace and pro and college sports, you have to have a clear bag. So 2 years later, I was like, you know what, let's launch stadiumbags.com and just focus on that, because sadly, people are more concerned about what goes into a ballpark than they are about what goes into your kid's school. And for me as a mom, this journey started after Columbine, and it's a horrible thing to have to say the first one.
Right.
It's insane.
Yeah.
For me, this has been a 20-year journey of trying to keep people safe and just never giving up. But again, if I didn't pivot, if I didn't see the big
picture,
but you got to start. Yeah. We started with four bags. We expanded and then relaunched with two.
We're
and eventually we'll get them.
Yeah, we're on our sixth packaging. I mean, it's a process. You have to not be afraid to pivot. I think so many people are afraid of if you change directions that you're a failure, and that's not true. It's smart to change directions if something's not working. Don't get stuck in those repetitive patterns. You know, take a step back and look if there's a better alternative or a better route to get you to those goals and those missions. So we definitely have that at the forefront of our company. I mean, we're always pivoting and looking for opportunities. So, you know, we just, a perfect example of that. We just tapped into the FHA and HSA medical situation. Bug Bite Things now approved. You can literally purchase it with a FSA card on their website. And it's just like, that's a whole nother avenue that we didn't explore that's just now coming to light. So if you're focusing and you're looking at bigger picture and you're seeing what's working, it makes things a lot more clear with, you know, growing your company.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
As parents, keeping our school safe is our utmost concern. SafetyBags.com offers a line of clear bags and backpacks, not only for the students, but for the teachers, administrators, and everyone else entering that school, because asking our students to carry clear bags puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe literally on the backs of our children. Safety Bags offers a way to partner with the schools in keeping them safe. So visit us at safetybags.com and you will see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure sure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Join stadiumbags.com in our efforts to keep schools safe. 10% of every bag sold will now be donated to different organizations promoting safety in our learning environments. Not only do our clear bags take the hassle out of going through security, but they make a difference. So join us at stadiumbags.com because you'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Kelly Higney, who is the founder and president of the Bug Bite Thing. And you mentioned earlier that your mom is your business partner. So, you know, being Word of Mom Radio, I mean, you know, there's nothing, I'll just say from a mom standpoint, there's nothing more exciting than being in business with your daughter. What's it like as your daughter being in business with your mom?
Crazy. No. I'm in a little bit of a unique situation, to be honest with you. I come from a long line of female entrepreneurs. My grandmother and mom both started their own companies. My mom still has her own company in addition to Bug Bite Thing. And, you know, I grew up in it. My earliest memories are around the office and being excited when my mom would let me answer her phones or, you know, make copies for her. So I grew up in it. I feel very fortunate because it does come second nature to me. But I would say anybody working with family, you've got to establish boundaries from the beginning. Separate work from home. My husband's also in the business, and we follow these rules, you know, during working hours. We cannot bring up, you know, home at work and work at home, because when you do that, everything starts to get, you know, convoluted and just it distracts everybody. So I think that that's the biggest thing. And then identify each other's strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, my mom's great with numbers and has 35 years on the financial side of business. So she handles all the financial stuff and the business relations for Bug Bite Thing. I have a background and my strengths are in marketing and customer service. So really identifying where the strengths are and having, you know, you know, identifying and putting those roles into place, I think from the start is really critical.
You know, you are so fortunate because we talk often with so many women who their family and friends are their least supportive person. And I always say, unless you come from an entrepreneurial background, your family looks at you like, are you insane? Whereas when you come from an entrepreneurial background, if you were to go, I'm doing a finger quote, get a real job, a regular job, working for, they're looking at you going, are you crazy? Have we taught
that's
you nothing?
Exactly right.
Why
and
would you build awesome. Somebody else's business?
So
it's, it is.
And that's my, and unfortunately, my, I mean, maybe it's fortunate, but my mentality has shifted. So I have two daughters now, you know, Leah and Lillian, and I'm constantly instilling in their heads, like, think outside the box, problem solving, all, total entrepreneurial, you know, focus exercises, you know, for them, because I think it's so important with decision making and learning to be, you know, to pivot. And I think it will help them in life in general. So I do feel fortunate growing up in that type of environment.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I do workshop mentoring for SCORE, and I teach a workshop. One of the workshops I teach is social media marketing on a shoestring to try to make people understand that they don't have to spend a fortune online marketing themselves. And so I was in a room last night, I think there were about 45, 50 people there. And I was like, look, not one of you would be here as an entrepreneur if you were afraid of getting out of your comfort zone.
It's true.
You know, your comfort zone is a dot. It's a dot, you know, because if and the fun thing was there were people there in their 20s. There had to be a guy there who was 65, 70 years old starting a new business. And there they are learning all of these tricks of the trade and all these. I, you know what? Because it's never too, early.
It's never
and it's never too late.
I agree with
you. It just isn't.
And I agree with your workshop. I mean, you really I did a lot of Bug Bite Thing stuff at the beginning. I mean, I didn't have a lot of money to invest in this to start up. We really did everything grassroots. You know, I would set a percentage, and everything I recouped from, I taught myself all Facebook ads. I mean, we did everything from the ground up with no money. And we just kept reinvesting and making smart decisions and really focusing on creating the demand. And I think that set us apart versus some of the other companies, which there's nothing against doing a Kickstarter or something to, you know, to create the awareness before the demand. But it was a really, it was just, the way we did Bug Bite thing was really grassroots. I mean, we established a clientele. It's spreading by word of mouth, you know, and we just kept reinvesting back into it. That's all we kept doing.
Well, you know, we talk about it here again. It goes from working in your business to working on your business. And most people do not have an endless supply of cash and don't come in with millions of dollars in funding. So your initial, you know, when are you going to, people say it to me all the time, so are you a millionaire yet? And it's like, why are you?
Yeah, right.
It's like, you know, everything we make goes back into the business. It has to, you know, and eventually, you know, what's the saying, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out.
Yeah.
And eventually you get the cash stick. So cash is going out, but more cash is sticking, you know? It isn't, you know, you just don't come out. And I'm sure because you guys went on Shark Tank, it's like, oh, come on, Kelly, aren't you making millions by now? And it's like, it doesn't happen that way. This isn't a genie that blinks their eyes.
It's true. The biggest misconception a lot of people have, and I hear it all the time, you know, especially after Shark Tank and everything else, is you have to keep up with the demand. There's a lot of infrastructure. I mean, who one person can only go so far, right? Because how can you do the customer service, the marketing, the shipping, the packing, everything? You'll never be able to grow. So if you're trying to really grow your company, you have to really go back to the beginning and think of the infrastructure. You know, at what point in your business do you hire that next person? And if I hire that next person, is that going to generate more income? You know, everything is a balancing act. We are constantly looking at the infrastructure in our company. And I think that has enabled us to keep up with the demand and continuously grow and, you know, flood the market.
So what's been the most rewarding part of this entrepreneurial journey for you?
People knowing that my product is in existence. So literally, I'll ask somebody or I'll tell somebody about the product. And here, I'll give you a perfect example. I was at a birthday party and there was a mom there. I was with my daughter, Leah, and there was a mom there, and she was talking about herself getting bit or whatever, and she was swelling, and this other mom came over and said, oh my gosh, you have to try this, and she pulled out a Bug Bite thing, and I was at the party. Neither of them knew it was my product, and I just thought I was on cloud nine. I thought that was
cool. Oh my gosh, I'm like throwing my arms in the air. I had to put my pen down.
And it all happened in front of me in the middle of nowhere. And I'm just like, this is, and I knew neither of them. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is amazing. It's just a rewarding feeling that, again, it's like my vision from the beginning is starting to come to life. And, it, you know, it's other moms wanting to help other moms. You know, they're giving other moms a solution to help their kids. And that's literally what happened with me. It's simple, but it's complicated.
Isn't it? You know what? I had a friend to call me from the Super Bowl down in Miami. It's like, you know, she had one of our bags, but she was like, I can't believe I just saw somebody with one of your bags and I didn't have my phone because I would have taken a picture. But you know what? And I have another friend, Christy, who sends me pictures from airports all the time with somebody with our bag. I have yet to have that happen. But that has to be like the best thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Kelly, I have to tell you, I actually have goosebumps thinking about how cool that was for you. Good. Well, you know, you sent me a bunch because I love one of the perks of having the show and wanting to be authentic. I want to use a product. I want to see things. And you sent me a few of them, and I gave them to my two sons and one other friend, and two out of the three were like, I've heard of this. Oh my gosh, I really wanted to get one of these. So
it's ultimate. That's such a rewarding feeling for me. You have to remember, I was a normal person a few years ago. You know, I was, I, I, this is exciting. This is making, you know, it's become a movement. There's a lot of people that are using the product, and that, I mean, it's a life-changing thing. I don't know if you've had a chance to browse on Google, but anybody can do so. And you just read through some of the testimonials. There's thousands of testimonials online.
That's
and,
so fantastic.
It's just, and every testimonial is another personal story. And that's what I was seeing when I was doing this myself. I'm like, I'm watching these moms write into us. This is life changing. My kid suffers every summer. We don't go outside. We literally, I'm terrified of putting DEET all over them, and I don't know what to do because they can't enjoy outside. One bite turns into 3 days. I'm like, it's my story repeating itself. And now they have something that can give their kids and themselves and everybody in their family relief. And, you know, I just, it's amazing. It's an incredible feeling to know that so many people are getting relief, you know.
As we're wrapping this up, what kind of advice would you like to share with mompreneurs that are trying to balance that career and motherhood and those leadership roles that you have in running that business?
I be patient with yourself, period. You know, understand you're working towards something in the long term for your family. You know, starting an entrepreneurial journey or continuing on your entrepreneurial journey requires a lot of sacrifice. Anybody, I'm sure your listeners often know, you know, the sacrifices that are involved with your family and business and trying to balance both of them. So I would just say be patient with yourself. Focus on the bigger mission. You know, for us, I know that I'm putting a lot of work in now, but eventually it's going to be, you know, we're building it so everybody can get relief worldwide. You know, we want to make the product available to other moms and families around the globe, you know, not just here in the U.S. So we have a long journey. There's a lot of educating, but I know that if my health and my sanity and my kids and the things that are the most important to me in life are not okay, that I can't focus on my company and get to my mission. So, you know, be patient with yourself and be realistic with yourself, you know, and just go along for the ride because it is one. A lot of unknowns, but, you know, that's what makes it exciting.
It really does. So let everybody know how they can find you, Kelly.
Sure. They can go to our website, www.bugbitething.com. Or you can find us at Amazon.com. This spring, look for us again at CVS pharmacies and REI locations. You can find us the nearest retail location on the store locator on the bottom of our website.
I hope you reach out. This is an awesome product. And I can't wait. I haven't seen my big brother. Was that guy that would get the mosquito bite and the next day he'd get it on his cheek and his eye would be shut.
Oh,
his whole entire side of his face.
Terrible.
Would just, so I cannot wait. I really cannot wait to be able to share this with him. It's like, here you go, big brother. You know?
Again, but it's my point. It's helping people. So it makes other people want to share that and give other people relief. It really has become a movement. It's so exciting to see.
Well, you know what? And that's what Word of Mom is all about. Because let's face it, like you said in the beginning, you were targeting guys who camp. You want to get the word out. Tell a mom.
Exactly.
Moms tell other moms all the time. And I'm serious. This is why we started this, to give women like us a voice that, you know, and a place where we can empower and encourage and be there to support each other, because it is not always an easy journey, but it is a well worth it journey. Your dreams are worth it. And it really is. It is a wonderful thing. And I'm so glad that you reached out to us. And I am so glad that you got to share here on Word of Mom Radio. Thank you so much for being here, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Well, right back at you. And for everyone tuning in, thank you for sharing time with us here on Word of Mom Radio. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.